Keith, 3 points, 3 goals, clean sheet. Is that what you call a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, a little bit more. It's not just like put your shirts on. Like we've done, there's been a lot of planning. It's been superb. Like I thought it was a really, really professional performance. Some bits of magic in it. Thought it was superb at times, and we got 3 goals. I thought when we missed the penalty, and then Joe Raff misses the, you know, I suppose the second half opportunity, you're almost thinking, is it really going to be our day? Because I thought we threatened superbly for most of the afternoon, but you know, Ian Henderson brought the deadlock, and I thought Steve Davis was instrumental in the way that, you know. We scored those goals. I thought he was superb, Stevie. I know he missed his penalty. I know he was a little bit fed up, like, because he's a natural goal scorer. But I thought Stephen Davis was outstanding today with respect to his the way that he played centre forward today, bringing players into the, you know, into the picture. Oliver Rathbone, like, you know, supporting him. You know, Calvin Andrew as well. So really pleased. Thought there was a little bit of magic there from Callum Camps as well. Some of it outstanding. But really, like, we're just looking at the 3 points. You know, the testing times over Christmas for any squad. You know, we've got the first 3 points on the board over this festive period.
Goals change games, and a goal right on a stroke of half time, and yeah. What a goal it is from Ian.
Yeah, goals change games. They weren't. The way the first half went, it didn't change much in the second half. I thought we were dominating the first half. We kept some pen in. You know, you've got to play the conditions as well. You know, the conditions were a lot worse than they seemed, but we played them quite well, and we played them exceptionally well in the second half. We knew that if they started to try and turn us and get in behind in the second half, because of the wind as well, I thought that we could play the ball through them because they'd be closer to the halfway line. And I think that's what we did superbly well. I thought we were really good. Good value for money for 3 points today.
You spoke about Stephen Davis, you know, he set up the second in the centre, playing it into Hendo. Hendo's turn, but Calvin was Johnny on the spot to finish it. But then Stephen's work for the third goal was exceptional.
Yeah, listen, everybody's contributed, you know, and, you know, Calvin's come in, scored a good goal, you know, defended set pieces superbly well for us, you know, and they're a big threat at set plays, but I thought we defended really well today. You know, clean sheets, I think that, you know, we are playing today against a team who've got an outstanding striker in, you know, Evans in their attack, and, you know, we've suppressed him today, we've suppressed them, and, you know, the last time they played, they beat Bolton 1-0.
What about being in the table? You're up to fourth in the table. How does that feel?
Yeah, to be honest, I just look at points per game ratio and wins. And if I'm being honest with you, out of the last 46 games, we've got 78 points. So that's what I'm measuring. I'm measuring us against last season's growers and last season's faders away. And ourselves as well, where we were this time last year, we had 30 points. So I'm always measuring about where we are in comparison to ourselves, other teams who've been there, say Coventry, for example, you know, Gillingham last season, you know, and where we're actually at this moment. But when I look at the consistency over 46 games, 78 points, you know, I'm really pleased with that.
Talking to your staff, your squad actually feels bigger because she was saying, well, we don't really have any fringe players here anymore. There is just a bigger squad. There's so many players for you to choose from.
We don't have fringe players. I don't know where that phrase came from because, you know, I believe if they're doing the right things on the training pitch, they will get an opportunity. Now, we've had, you know, we've had sickness and diarrhoea, you know, this week, and we've had other players that have come in on sat on the substitutes bench who will get their opportunities. What we do is we see, you know, opportunities rather than say we've got an injury or a suspension. So it just creates another opportunity, and the players in the football club, you know, they do know that they're going to get an opportunity, and we put our trust in those players. So we don't have fringe players, we have players that we trust.
Is Joe Thompson okay?
Joe Thompson's fine, yeah. You know, he's going to be fit for Shrewsbury.
It's just illness, not injury?
Illness. We've got illness with a few of the players, Donald McDermott, Harrison McGaty, Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, one or two others as well, so a little bit of illness.
No prizes given out for it, but as a calendar year, it's been a terrific success, hasn't it?
I think so. I think when you consider, you know, everyone goes on about Little Rochdale and, you know, they're not playing the football club, they're playing the team. Mm. The team, you know, it's 3.5 years in the making, and at this moment in time, it feels good, but it's not just this moment in time, you know. We're building and, you know what, you're having an arm wrestle with young kids all the time and trying to teach them the nature of the game and the nature of the way that I feel things should be done. But we're seeing product from those players now, we're seeing maturity. So I'm pleased, but I just said to the chairman there, we could never take anything for granted. And, you know, I'm stressing this now because I listen to all the rumours and all this, and we're a selling club. We're not. We're keeping this squad of players together throughout January. The first full season we was in League One, we got Matty Doan and Scotty Hogan within the same season for a reason, a good reason as well. But we're building now, and I want to see how far we can actually take this team. We fade away and we rebuild again in the summer. But we're well on our way, like with 39 points, really pleased.
You mentioned the chairman there. He came out with his Christmas message, and it was about trying to get more fans inside the ground. Almost 3,900 inside the Crown Oil Arena.
Yeah, superb. Absolutely superb. And, you know, we do provide entertainment. It's not just a sterile victory. You know, I think it's entertaining. I think there's some good players out on the pitch. We're trying to attack, score goals. Yeah, so I hope the extra supporters are going to be happy. But obviously, those loyal supporters, every home game and every away game as well.
You've got one more game left. I'm just going to ask you about Walsall, because last game of 2016, I make that 9 league wins at home on the bounce for Dale.
Yeah.
Are you going to change your style a little bit for playing away? Because results haven't, I mean, they've been so good at home.
No, not really. We play at home on Friday, and then we play at Walsall on Monday. So, no, we don't change our tactics. The results away from home have been a little bit out of naivety, and the scorelines have reflected us chasing games. And we've been very close to getting more than the last victory that we got at Northampton away from home. So the way we play is good, you know, and we're going to continue doing that.
So, yeah, I mean, regarding Walsall, it should be good to finish on a high.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, with respect to present position and present points that we've got, we're very pleased. So, yeah, you know, we'll celebrate the new year regardless of, you know, the fixture at Walsall.